that an hour and a half ago. So that's what helped. Feel free to take off your jackets. Absolutely. I'll take my jacket off. Just this bit. I'm only going to show my jacket with my watch.
I'll tell you the story before we begin. Yeah. I was 16 years old. I had just graduated high school, and I went to college. Yeah. I took German during the summer.
Okay.
In those days, people still wore jackets sometimes. So I walked in. I was sat with a jacket and a tie, and it was very hot. Got hotter. And I began to see the instructor was a German. He comes in. And he throws me a dirty look, and he starts teaching. This goes on for 3 or 4 days, till he finally walks in, 16 years old, with a yarmulke. He says, "Herr Rabbiner, you and I, today, we will both take off our jackets, yes?" Okay.
Which school was that from?
It was Brooklyn College. Okay. I want today to talk a little bit about Mezainis. I'll begin with a kind of a chakira. I'm not sure that it's a nafkmina lahalacha, although I think it will explain different shitas in Peskin. And that is, what is the chi of Mezainis? What are the chelke haseser, the logical possibilities? The chi of Mezainis can be either a chi of gavra. Husband has to feed his wife. He has to do lots of things. He has lots of chiyuvim, mitzvahs. This is bechlal, one of them. Or it can be a shibud moment. She's got a claim against him. Forget about this chiyuvim. She has a kind of a taina. I have a lien against you, and the shibud lechosim also. Or the third possibility is that it's both. There's a chi of gavre, like a mitzvah, and then she's got a shibud also. And then maybe there's a fourth possibility, which we haven't seen yet. But to deal with that, I want to talk about something which is basically cheshem mishpat. Simin Tzadik Zayin, cheshem mishpat belongs in Simin Tzadik here, and Simin Tzadik here belongs in Tzadik Zayin, cheshem mishpat. They're two halves of the same coin. There we have the issues involved when a woman has borrowed money, and we also have the issues of mesadrin lebal chayv, as can often happen. You have bali chayv who want to collect whatever is owed them by the husband, and the wife is also there. She's also a balas chayv. She wants money for mezainis. Mezainis of ovar, mezainis and lahabel. She wants to have enough for mezainis and doesn't want them to be able to seize the amount that she needs for mezainis. So basically, it begins with the Gemara in Erechin, Chav Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Afal pi she'omru chavi Erechin memashkinoisai, even though Chayvi Erechin, Besdin will seize the property and produce it himself to fulfill the chiv of the Erech. Nevertheless, Noisn le Mosn Shloshim Yoim, Uksush ne Moser Chedesh. You give him Mosn 30 days and clothes for 12 months. Vechule, vechule, you're not interested in everything that he's entitled to get. So, this is all. A Mishnah. Zimor says, my time, the omakro umochu meir kecho. The whole posik talks about the person who is moch, he doesn't have enough money. Imochu meir kecho, hachayeyu meir kecho, says the Mishnah. If he's moch, but nevertheless, and you're going to seize his property, hachayeyu meir kecho. And the cryptic is a Drashas Chazal, only how you read it into the Gemara, I certainly wouldn't know it. If you take Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says that they really have to translate it. The point is, V'herich Eisei HaKoyin Af Alpi Asher Tasa Yad Hanoider, the safer the crow. You would be Marichim Alpi Asher Tasa Yad Hanoider, Alpi Mashi Yesh Lo Yisadrenu, V'yasher Lo Yikidei Chayov. That's the Drasha. Yarichenu HaKoyin, and you should be Marichim Kifi Chayov, and leave him over what he needs, Kifi Chayov. That's the Gemara in Erechim. then that so far all we're dealing with is Erechim. We don't have anything with regard to Balei Chayv in general. With regard to Balei Chayv in general, we have a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Kuf Yud Dalet. The Gemara says that it's just like you are misader for the Erechim, you're misadrin Labalchev also. And whatever we leave him over when we're giving him, when we're giving the money that he owes for his Erech, we're doing the same thing with regard to a Balchev. And how do we know all of this? Says the Gemara, Gomar Micho Micho, Imochu Merkecho. And says, and Balchoy, here it says, Imochu Merkecho. And Balchoy, Kiyomu Chachicho Imocho. It is Imocho, when you take your money for Balchoy, you also have to leave over. So the Gemara, when it establishes what you're leaving over in terms of Mezainis and Vuchu Adi and everything else, it says, Umochu Merkecho, him, but not for his wife. You don't leave over anything for the wife. You give him Mezainis of Lamed Yoim, and the wife, you don't give anything. So this is the basic Mesadrin Lebal Choy. Now, several points. One point is that if we have a posik that a mochu mirkecho, and we give him and not anybody else, so if mezainis is a deraisa, mezainis isha is deraisa, I understand the exeris hakosov. This is, the Torah is giving him instead of the Baal Chayv. We're taking from the Baal Chayv and we're giving it to him, and this is now in terms of chiyuvi deraisa. So in effect, you're confiscating money for the Baal Chayv and giving it to the Baal. And the Havamina certainly is, that we give it for the Isha also. So if Mezainis is the right, I understand. The Torah is, I need Exeris HaKosuv to tell me that, sure, she's got whatever she has, Chiyuv, Shivu, call it what you like. She has something against the Baal, but not B'mokim Balei Chayvus. In effect, the Torah is saying that the shibud of the Baal Chayv takes priority over whatever rights she has at all. If Mezainis is a Darabonon, I don't understand the drosh altogether. I haven't found anybody to make the aura, but it would seem to me that if Mezainis is a Darabonon, then the whole posik is a Darait, it says Asmachta. You start with the basic halacha, the woman is entitled Midarabonon, the Baal Chayv is entitled Midaraisa, even if Shibud is not Daraisa, if Shibud Daraisa is a Dover Bosch. If not Shibud Daraisa, then at least the Pnechosim that he has, the Baal Chayv can take. And what's her claim? She comes here with some kind of a Chiv Drabonon of one kind or another. So if Mezainis is Drabonon, it seems to me that the Posse can't be more than the Asmachta. But be that as it is, we have a Drosha. That we halacha psuka, that you're mesader lebal chayv, you leave him over, but you can't leave over for the wife. Now, just one little point that's nothing to do with my chabura. I took it for a dover poshet, and I don't know. It seems that the prisha, I'm not sure what the prisha holds. So I'll explain why I'm not sure in a second. But it would seem to me that we're mesadrin lebal chayv. You give him the halacha is shulchan aruch. We live in the mezainis of an other beinoni, meaning beinoni in socioeconomic stature. We give him what a normal beinoni eats for 30 days. And even if he was an erlich yid who was starving himself because he was trying to pay back the balei chayv before, that was before. Now that we're mesader, we leave him with whatever an other beinoni would eat. So now that he has money left over, we're giving him the whole list of things we're giving him. Suz, Baal Melochi gets Kleumnes, v'chule, v'chule. And then we leave him over his tefillin. I'll ask first a simple question. Let's say that the person's tefillin, we left him to him. And now the Baal Chayv took everything else. His tefillin become a kukul. He certainly can't go to the Baal Chayv and say, give me money to buy a pair of tefillin. I want to know, he comes not with he wants to know, am I mechuyev to buy a pair of tefillin? It's only the first day. I ruined the tefillin the first day. I've got 29 days food left over. But I can get a cheap pair of tefillin that costs less than mezainis for 29 days. Am I mechuyev or am I not mechuyev because this is money they gave me for mezainis? it would seem to me as a Dover Poshit, yeah, he's Amchuyiv more than Chayim Mishlachosim. So I have to figure out how many days food is going to take him. It's only one day's food. Lachur is like everybody else. He's Mechuyiv to buy tefillin, so they left him over Mezoinis of Lamed Yoim. That's the Baal Yechuyiv couldn't get their hands on it. He'll buy himself a pair of tefillin, and later what's he going to do? It'll be Masal Psochi. Who knows what he's going to do? Or I'll make it even simpler. We left him over Mezoinis of Lamed Yoim. And now there comes an Oni. He's not an Oni. He's got Mezoinis of Lamed Yoim. Now comes an Oni and asks him for tzedakah. Is he Mitzuvin L'Sakris is Yodachot? The Chura seems to me he's Mechuyiv L'Sakris is Yodachot. Why shouldn't they be? He's got money. He needs it from his Mezoinis. Lamed Yoim they gave you. You don't need Lamed Yoim today. You worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow have a little bit talking. Today you're Mechuyiv whatever Chiyuvim you have with regard to other mitzvahs and the same shir, the same erech you should have today. It doesn't seem any different. So now I'll come to the third example. We left him Zaynis, Lamed Yoim. We didn't leave anything for his wife. And now the wife comes and says, I need food also. Is he Mechuyiv to give her from his Mezoinis? Which means that in the end, he's going to end up with Mezoinis of 2 weeks, not Mezoinis of Lamed Yoim. He'll end up with Mezoinis of Tesvav Yoim, because every day he has to give his wife Mezoinis too. To me, it's like seems to be a Dover Poshet. That this is what we're giving him from Mezoinis, whether he's married, he's not married. We don't take the wife into Cheshbon when you allocate the Mezoinis. And now he's got Chiyuvim of everybody else. If he were an Oni who didn't have a Balchoy, and he had only 2 days Mezoinis, that's clear halacha in Shulchan Aruch Nebuchadnezzar. The wife is entitled to 1 day's Mezoinis. Whatever you worry about tomorrow, you'll worry for me also tomorrow. But today you have to give me Mezoinis. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. Today you have to give me. Tomorrow, you'll worry tomorrow, and I'll also worry tomorrow. But today, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to worry. You have Mezoinis for 2 days, give me 1 day's worth of Mezoinis. And we'll both have for today, so it would seem to me. Till I found a Drisha. The Drisha, I'll read the Lashon, and it's a little bit different in this, the new ones, than the old ones. Not materially, but it's a minor variation. He says, the Alfinan, the loy v'loy liyishtoy, that's with regard to Misadri, Mishum hochi ein muchiv muta olov, liten liyishtoy me'elu mezoinis, shezikso loyteira midmei balchoiv. If I stop here, the Drisha seems to be saying that the Torah gave him a matona, almatonish almanash ein liyishtacha rishuzba. I heard matana to nisham nashen lebaylach rishus bo. Here's a matana to the baal a menash ein liishtecha zichso loytayre from the baalichayiv, and she's got no rights to this. Then in parentheses, miu yesh loymar that tzorch lachlekim bo eila mezoinu shezichso loytayre ukemoyshe kosa b'shulchan aruch shom siv gimbul bahago ayin shom close parentheses. That's spelled out. That's all here. It's in the old editions. It's kemoish muchach. It says b'shulchan or whatever. Once you tell me muchach b'shulchan or shom siv gimel b'hago, I don't see it there. It doesn't say that from this mezonis that was misadil b'alchayiv. There's no misadil b'alchayiv in Nebuchadnezzar. All that could possibly be quoting from the Ramah is Ramah that says that he has to give her whatever he's eating. Well, if he has money, he has to give that. That is here in Simon Tzadik, in Ebenezer. But with the halacha that we're talking about, that when we're Mesadim al-Balchoyev, that she still has a tzvi connected to Baal, I don't see it. I think it's a Dover portion. And it's here in the Prisha, only in parentheses. But he's citing the basic halacha, that whatever he has to give her, as if to say that this is now his property, he has it, and in Mela she's entitled to whatever he has. But again, you'll ask me, what does the Prisha hold? I'm not sure. I said before, I wasn't sure. Because this is in the parentheses, Miyu Yesh Leimar is saying, as if it's, Svorah he suddenly thought of. I assumed that this was the Dover Poshet, and that the Svorah, the Torah Zichsoloi, and she has no reshus. Torah Zichsoloi, I understand. Sure, the Torah was Mizak to him, that the Balchoy can't go and get hold of it from him, but that that she has no schusim what the Torah was mizaki him, I don't know why the Torah, why she shouldn't have schusim what the Torah is mizaki him. Particularly, I'll come back to this later, if she's not a balchev at all, if it's like a pair of tefillin, if he's got a chiv gavra, he's mechuyev to feed her, so he's mechuyev to do lots of things. If he has an animal, sure he has to give an animal mizaynus before he eats. Nothing in the Mesatrin says that we leave over mozen for his animals, and yet it's certainly also even for this person who's mesadrin for him to eat until he gives mezainis to his behemoth. So, I mean, please don't quote me, but the woman isn't getting into trouble saying things like that. The woman certainly isn't any worse. If he has to feed the behemoth before he eats, he certainly should have to feed her. To me, that would seem to be a dover potion. All right, that's in any event. Let me go back to what I wanted to talk about, namely the nature of the chiyuv mezainis. And again, if you, it's a little bit totally what I was saying. If you tell me that she's got nothing more than shibud, and that's all it is, then okay, so she's another bal chayiv. And the Torah was mezake the bal chayiv who are lenders. They weren't mezake on behalf of, they were mezake him from the lenders, and they weren't mezake for the wife, mele, whatever it is. But if it's simply a chiyuv gavra, I don't know why it should be any different from any other chiyuv gavra. Now let me go back to what I began to talk about, basically the question of what is the nature of the chiyuv mezainis. There are all kinds of halachas in Shulchan Aruch. We don't have to go through them here, or in Tzadik, in Simin Tzadik Vov, in Tzadik Zayin, I'm sorry, in Chesh Mishpat. A woman who borrows money, people lend her money, can the husband mechuyev to pay if they paid for her mezainis. And who, if she is a balas chayv for mezainis, and there are other balas chayv here who can get, and particularly if she went and she borrowed money, what happens to all of this? So we have all kinds of halachis in Shulchan Aruch and Tzadik Zayin that the husband has to be mefarnes her, but she, her status is like a milva al peh, and if there's a milva bishtar, the milva bishtar will be kaidim. And even if she borrowed with a milva bishtar, it doesn't make any difference. She borrowed a milva bishtar, the husband didn't. So her milva bishtar is like a milva baal peh. And you have one final halacha, that if a baal chayv who's got a milva al peh and she both come at the same time, so it's chokim. Otherwise, whichever one comes can get first because they're both creditors. It has a din of a milva al peh. But that's clear in Shulchan Aruch that she has the halacha of a milva al peh. Comes the Beis Yosef and the Eskash. Umikol mokim koshali, kivin shekosu biksubo, umizaynaichi, amuchuiv to give you mizaynis. Hari nishtabed lo shtar, the shibuda de raisa, kumem shibuda de malva, the lo ma yakdum lo milva bishtar. He borrows money sometime after the wedding, but he has a prior milva bishtar, it's called a ksuba. He wrote her a ksuba, which says mizanaychi. So she has a milva bishtar, she should be kaidim as the Beis Yosef to every malva, including a malva who's malva with a shtar. Oh, good question. The answer also seems to be almost simple. The efsher, to the Beis Yosef, is only an efsher. The time in Mishum Dechiv Mezoinis Mikam Lahabo Vadai the milva bishtar kidemes Mishum Dlihigia Zmanom Livois. Anything that she needs after he borrowed the money, the milva bishtar is kaidem, because even though he writes in the ksuba, but he's not mechuyev from the first day in mezainis for the entire marital life. Each day is a new chiyuv, and each day is a new milva bishtar. But the milva bishtar of yesterday has a kedima over her mezainis bishtar of today. Umezainis shalov sava ochlo, when she borrows money for the mezainis, Mishum de ain la bal chayv ala bal shum shibud, the he ain not tivas min habal la mezainis, elo lifrei achayv. If she become for today's mezainis, he says ain ochinami, but she's coming because she borrowed money. That's like a milva bapeh. Hilkach milva bishtar kidemes. Umikol mokaim milva alpe ein bidin shetakdim. Kivin the soy chayev hu lifroya mashalov. So she can get it together with a milva alpe because of the shudder of Rab Nosson. She was mishabed him when she borrowed it. He owes her mezainis. She borrows the mezainis. So whoever lent her the money has a milva alpe against the husband. So that's what Beis Shaisin in effect is saying, only one chiddush. And it's some, it sounds almost obvious that whatever, forget about the chiyuv deraisa of mezainis. Forget about the chiyuv derabbanan of mezainis. If there's a chiyuv deraisa of mezainis, and that's all we're dealing with, what the Torah was mechayev, the Torah is mechayev me every day. It's mechayev me mezainis. It's not mechayev me at the time of nesuin for mezainis kol yimechayev mechadeis. I don't know where that should be. That by the Beis Shaisin is asking mikoyach the ksuba, where it says mezainaychi v'sipukaychi, all of this I'm being mekabel. He's assuming that in addition to whatever shibud exists by virtue of chiyuv deraisa, chiyuv derabanan, whatever the chiyuv mezainis is, forget about the chiyuvim that exist mitzad hadin. He wrote a ksuba, and the ksuba says mezainaychi. And if he wrote mezainaychi, he created a milva bishtar. And the Beis Shaisin is assuming, as the Dover Poshut, that this is a milva bishtar from, at least in Skasha, he assumed it was a milva bishtar for mezainis for the entire time of the nesuin. To which he answers, no! Who said so? Who says it's mezainis for the whole time? He's saying that it was the mezainis or lehigiyaz manom ligvois. And if the lo yigi is manam ligvois, the shtar is mishabed me. The shtar is mishabed me as of the zman that's megia ligvois. And this is not yet megia ligvois. Come the hagois and the haorois. This isn't the editor. This is somebody earlier. The two brothers, the Sharblat tells me. Who they were, I don't know. But they wrote the hagois and haorois. He, on the Beis Shaisin kasha, he says, a teres, he says, Tamili. Dotnan biksubas her kanoise diim me sabal habas mesia minochosim mishubodim. The daughters they're getting from nochosim mishubodim if the Baal dies. Umezoinis the lahabako amar. They're coming to the Yershim and saying you have to leave over in the estate enough money to feed us until there won't be a chiv of parnosas habas anymore. Ukemoshinir mdivri kolapaiskin. The mezain is still have agreed. The ain on gave him in milva bishtar, minashal yez manom, lomo yigvem in the chosim mishubotim. How can the Baas collect mezain is still have from the chosim mishubotim? Elevadai, half a piece of mezain is aimed varyim beyemai, ashubut chal bohem, misho shekiba all of mezain is. He is mishabit himself with the thnaik suba. And he's mishabed himself from his anus until the girls got married, until he became bigrois. He's mishabed himself immediately. Only it's the milva bishtar and the zman peroin is lachar lamed. Here, there's a shmizki of mezainis for the entire period that's moved to support them. And the zman peroin happens to be on a day-by-day basis. But the ksuba, this milva bishtar, creates a shibud for all of the mezainis immediately. So he's saying, then the Beis Shaisin's teretz is no teretz. If it creates the shibud immediately from the zman of nesuin for the mezainis of the bonois, then it should do the same thing for the isha, even though it's not osli de gvaine until each morning, but he was mechashabed himself in advance, and should have a din of a milva bishar. So we're back to the Beis Shaisin's kasha. Why doesn't the wife always have a tfiyah mitzad, a milva bepeh? Forget the basic chi of mezainis. But she has a milva bishtar. She has a milva bishtar, literally. She's got a shtar ksuba. And the ksuba, who is mishabed himself, she should come with this ksuba, which is kaidim to the other milva bishtar, and she should be able to collect. And certainly, if mezainis is a deraisa, then why isn't this like a milvah bishtar that should take precedence every day? Except that the Pesachim isn't asking from the chiyuv of mezainis, the statutory chiyuv. He's asking only from the shtar, from the ksuba. So it makes no difference when mezainis is derived from mezainis is rabbonon. His kasha is he was mishabed himself with a milvah bishtar. Sorry?
It would be the
right that
we have a
din of
milvah
b'shtar. Maybe. It should be. The chur have a din of it would be a din of drysa. But it's irrelevant because he's not asking from that. He's asking from the tiv in the shtar. And if you would be asking what you're asking, yeah, milvah ksuv b'teira, it should be like a milvah b'shtar, and it's from the very first day, I would answer, the answer is the Gemara that says, yomu chachicha v'lo yishtar. I have to give him and not somebody else. The Torah was mafkia at the Mokum Balchayim. So even if it's true, the Torah was mafkia at that chiyuv. But the Torah was mafkia only the chiyuv of Mezainis. The Torah wasn't mafkia his own shibudim. If you're misadet to the Balchayim, you're being misadet to the Balchayim. Because the Balchayim are the ones who are collecting. So she's standing in line with everybody else. But Torah is Balchayim. She's got her ksuba. The ksuba turns her into a Balchayim. Here they didn't say we're prejudiced against her simply because she's wife, his wife. What if she had lent him money before the marriage, after the marriage? What's the like what she did? She lent him money, she's a balaschoyev like everybody else. We're not going to turn around and say, Mesadrin lo balaschoyev, and not liishtoy, and therefore she gets nothing. She'll get whatever the other balaschoyev are going to get. Pateris balaschoyev, not pateris mezainis. And that's all that the basis Yosef is asking. She should get mezainis pateris balaschoyev, not pateris ishtoy, because he's mishabed himself in the ksuba to the balaschoyev. Okay, that's one problem, but Beis Yosef's kasha basically. What are we going to answer on the Beis Yosef's kasha? And number two, I have another problem. My other problem, again, it's a prisha, and you should look at the prisha. He has a long arichas. In part, I'm going to part company with him, but there are things that he says that I think are very much to the point. He quotes a riff. The riff says that why is the woman not capable of collecting the mezainis from her husband? So he says, v'chein kosav harif she'ein le'isha mezainis le'olam lo'y mimetaltel lo'in lo'y mimikarkoyi ad she'yifra hamalva v'av shehi kidemes. She has a prior debt. The halach ravachasi, avoloi leishtoi ulavono, hilkach letishba vitoichel. The gankosav hinemeislechem oid biur. This is the Rif speaking. I know the Rif comes from the Balhatrumas. It's not in the Rif that we have, but they all quote the Rif from the Balhatrumas. Sha tamadova, mivne shishibudu shel malvahu min hatoirit. Zerif is telling me, you know why the Isha can't collect her Mezainis? Because she's holding Mezainis Drabonon. And the Balchayev, he's got a Shiva Deraisa. So I've got two kashas. Forget the Mezainis. Not learning like the Gemara. Yeah, of course, I've got the Mezainis kasha. The Mezainis is turning around, but it's not he's not learning not like the Mezainis. Beis Yosef is asking Akasha from left field. He's saying, forget the Beis Yosef is basically saying, forget the Chiyuv Mezainis. She's a malva with a milva b'shtar. Mitzad shtar she should collect. Nobody else is talking about the shtar. Everybody else is talking about the Chiyuv Mezainis. And if you ask about the Chiyuv Mezainis, I have a Gemara. The Gemara says that there's no Chiyuv Mezainis because umochachicha you have to give him, but not the ishtoi. The Torah was mafkia at that moment. Whatever claim she has is min hatayru. Let it be min hatayru. Shibudei of the isha, it would be min hatayru. There was mafkia. So you're coming, you're telling me the mezainis is drabonon. How does that help me? If it's mafkia the drais, it's certainly mafkia the drabonons. So that's the first kasha. The second kasha is the rift isn't going to help me if mezainis isha is a drais. He's telling me it's a Darabonan. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. We hold Aloch is a Daraisa, I think. Worry about what Aloch is some other time. But if we hold that it's a Daraisa, so what's the revenge? What's he answering me? He's answering only if Mzainis is Darabonan. If Mzainis is Daraisa, he's the same Yachsen that the Malbishtar is, the same Milvah Bishtar. He's also got a Milvah Bishtar. Not because of the Ksuba, but because of the Chi of Mzainis Midaraisa. So the Rif seems to be a Pella Atzuma. I have a simple terrace for the Rif. I'm not sure it's correct, but the simple terrace would be, I'll go back to the Gemara. That's why I was madgish before when I said that if Mezainis is Drabonon, I think that the whole Gemara is an Asmachta. Because when you give me Xeris HaKosus, I don't have to pay something not Mechuyiv Midaraisa. You can't have a apostle tell me not Mechuyiv Nechiyiv Drabonon. That doesn't make sense. So okay, Asmachtas are Asmachtas. But I would have said for the Rif very simply, I was said for the Rif, the Gemara holds, Mezainis, are the Raisa, and this isn't the Smachta. Then with Mezainis is the Raisa, of course she's got the same Tviya that the Malfa who's got a Shtar has. She's also a Malfa, she also has a Milfa Bishtar. So the Torah was Mafkia, her Shibud in Loshna, use the Frish again. The Zichso Lebalichoy. The Torah was Mafkia, her Choy, and was Mazaket to the other Balichoy. Torah can do whatever it wants. Even if in Svara she's got the same claim they have, but the Torah extinguished her claim b'mokim balechoy, didn't extinguish the husband's right to his own mezainis, but hers, that's even stronger because she's got all kinds of chiyuvim that the Torah extinguished. So that would seem to me if mezainis is deraisa, if mezainis is a derabonon, who extinguished what? If Mezainis is a deraisa, I understand very simple. I'll explain it. Not that it's Baba Hechrich. If Mezainis is a deraisa, I would say that it's no great thing. In fact, I would tell you that this is what the Torah is doing in the Xeris HaKosum. You know what the Torah said? We don't have to extinguish anything. All we have to do is define the nature of the Baal's obligation. The Baal has a Chi of Gatha. And therefore, she has no claim against the Baal Echai. They're coming with a Shibud based upon the Shtar. That's a Shibud Nechosi. The Shibud Nechosi, they take away his property. He can't be Mekayim any Chiyuvim anymore. The Baal Chayiv takes away his property today. Tomorrow he has nothing to buy Tefillin with. Forget Misabi, he has no money. They took it away in advance. And they have every right to take it away. Even though sooner or later his Tefillin are going to become a Kukul, or he won't have money for Ner Chanukah next year, they took it away and finished. So if you want, you could even read it into the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that if Mezainis is deraisa, the Chiv deraisa is a Chiv Gavra. They would give her a Shibud in the first place. Why should we give you a Shibud and then be Mevatel it? Bimkain Balichayv? We won't give it to her altogether. She's entitled, what the more does she need in the Chiv Gavra? We're going to take it away from her anyway if it's going to be Mesadrin. So the Torah made the Chiv Gavra. It's no more than the Chiv Gavra. Ma she'ein kein, if you tell me that Mezainis is a drabonon, so Mezainis is a drabonon, why is she worse than anybody else? And I'm taking it for granted, maybe I shouldn't, that if Mezainis is drabonon, they created a shibud. They made it a drabonon, they turned it into a shibud. What kind of, they made chiyuvim on the gavra. They didn't make chiyuvim on the gavra, they made shibudim. They gave the wife all kinds of shibudim. Don't find Chazal making mitzvahs drabonon. And when they did make mitzvahs drabonon, we have to explain why there's no balfezit. So what they made, nu chiyuvi gavra? They made a shibud, that's easy. The easiest thing in the world is to make a shibud. So comes the Rif and says, and if shibud is drabonon, how does the Gemara help me? Says the Rif, Shibud Rabbonon was never a kash in the first place. The Mezainis is a Drabonon, and the Shibud the Balechayv is a Deraisa. They have priority over the Shibud Rabbonon because there is a Shibud Deraisa. So it's not a steer to the Gemara, it's not a contradiction. We have no more kashes on the Rif. The Gemara is explaining according to Mandomar, Shibud is Deraisa. And the Rif is explaining, Mezainis is Deraisa. And the Rif is explaining that Mezainis is Drabonon. So in effect, you're telling me that if Mezainis is deraisa, there's no shibud at all. In fact, I was saying that there's no reason to think there's a shibud, because if there is a shibud, you're mafkia it anyway. Now, that doesn't seem to me to be entirely correct. it doesn't seem to be entirely correct. I'll just give you two examples. I could multiply them almost ad infinitum. You have, I'll start with the beginning. You have a ran in the dorim. The ran in the dorim talks about a woman who needs mezainis. Her husband's not giving to her, so she is loivo balei choivim boyim nifroim, even though he was mater hanoi from his wife. So the wife has the right to borrow, and the balei choiv are come and they're nifroim. So the woman can't have hanoi from the baal, but the balei choiv can have hanoi from the baal. And she is getting the money from the balei choiv. So she borrows money from mezainis, and the husband has to pay the balei choiv. So, says the Ran, Nehi de mitzri alo nichse baylo, miyu akati shibuda an nichse koi. He's still, the balei choiv had a shibud on his nechosim. He can't give her the money, but they have a shibud. He got balei choiv boim v'nifroim. Afil l'chon chanachonon. The Omar, that I'm finding this issue, shachaveri niach meisal kerenot tzvi, hani mil malam zaynis. Avgashi loivo, when she is borrowing the money, chayevesi b'mashalovso. She's got her personal obligation. She borrowed money for her own needs. Ubali choiv defroy minabal. The mitzim misev noisun l'zeh. So she be derev nosen. Ubaze yatzosi dechivosi b'kol mashir echarash b'baze. So he's telling me that there is a shibud. So the Ran is telling me clearly that the chiyuv of mezainis creates a shibud on the baal. And he's not telling me it's only if mezainis is drabonon. Even mezainis is derais, it creates a shibud on the baal. I have the same thing in a Rashi and Ksubis. Rashi and Ksubis says more or less the same thing. Rashi and Ksubis, it's... Kuf... Kuf ches on the base. The Micholob Nil Seyocha Echo Pinus Ishto, Hananimir Ibris Moisov, says Rashi, Shloyamar Tilucha Halveni, Vani Ephra, Avalim Hil Vesu Isho Moisim Seniseho, Al Menashe Tishalim Loy. I don't have anything to do with the husband. I'm lending you money, you pay me back. Hu Toivo, the Baal Chayv claims money from the woman. Vitevas habal v'yishalim k'domar le'el. Again, the shibud of Rav Nosson. So you see, again, there's a shibud. He's able to operate on the basis of shibudim. So where does the shibud come from? And again, there's no hint whether this is told him. He's saying this is the Reis, and he's saying this is the Rabbonon. It would seem to me that the reason is really very simple. And that's why there's a fourth possibility. I talked about before either he of Gavra, shibud Naguf, or maybe both together. And here I see something different. It could very well be there's a difference between mezainis lahabo, or better, in the hoida. I don't owe you money for tomorrow, for today. I call that the habo. And mezainis l'shovar. The mezainis of today, that's a chi of mezainis, a chi of gavra. If mezainis is a raisa, that's my personal chi of. And there's no more than that. What if I don't pay you today? The woman can come and claim it. That, where did she get it from? That, huh? Against the husband. Now, if the husband didn't buy a pair of tefillin, somebody lent him a pair of tefillin, then nobody has a claim to get paid for the tefillin. So, not the, when the wife borrows, it's a separate problem. I want to know now, the wife herself against the husband. The wife will be able to claim from the husband if she somehow scrounged the money together and paid for her own mezainis. That's because for the mezainis, the shu'avar, there's a shibud. I'm a shubid to pay her. I'm sorry, shouldn't say that. I have a chiyuv gavra to pay her, and if I don't pay her, it translates into a shibud. That's all part of takanas usha, that you can go and be mishabed in the chosim to pay for the mezainis of a wife. That's al kol ponim adarabonon. I'm not sure this is a derais. If it's a derais, I would say it's only a chiyuv gavra. But in the darabonon, mezainis darabonon, for all I know, all they did was to make a shibud nechosim. If you want, they made both. They made a chiyuv gavra midrabbonon. I didn't so want to say it before, but if you insist, I will. But they also certainly created a shibud nechosim. And once they created the shibud nechosim, I have this shibud Rav Nosson. So I have now the fourth possibility that there's a difference between the Hoizeh and the Ovar. Once I see that, then the Rif, there's no problem with the Rif. And again, I didn't emphasize it, but it's not the Prisha. Instead, it's the Sma. And the Prisha also, back and forth, kashas on the Rif. But if you go to the Shulchan Aruch and the Sma, he talks about the Alochs and Shulchan Aruch, and then the very, very last line, he quotes the Rif, and he proceeds to say, Tzorachim Bidvorov. He doesn't tell you what the Tzorachim is. He just says, I've got this Rif, and I don't understand the Rif. He doesn't tell you why he doesn't understand it, but this is the end of Sif Koten Nun Vot. Nun Zayin, I'm sorry.
What's
it? Huh? Sat Zayin. And he explains the halachas in the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, the Loshon Harif, the cause of Hatam, the Milve Shaloi Kaidem Shum de Mazenisa, Hein Midrabonon, Vadover Tzorch Biur. So it seems to me that's really very simple. Even if you tell me that Mazenis is deraisa, the Rif still had to say what he said. Of course, Mazonis is deraisa. It's deraisa, derabonon, asmachte, din Torah, you're misadit to the bachayiv, and there's nothing there for the wife. You're not giving her Mazonis. However, he now wants to know, and why, in terms of the shibud derabonon, doesn't she have a shibud derabonon for which she can collect the Mazonis? At least, forget about everything else. So therefore, she should be able to be meitzi from the balei chayiv. She has her, and her shtar is kaidim. Her shtar is before the shtar of the Baal Chayiv. Why can't she claim on the basis of I don't mean the ksuba, I mean her own chiyuv d'oraisa, her or the chiyuv d'rabbanan, her own chiyuv mezoinus. To which the Rishva answers, that mezoinus is a d'rabbanan. You're now taking for the ovar. The ovar is certainly the d'rabbanan. And the Rabbonon's, the Shibud Raisa has Kadima over the Shibud the Rabbonon. That, he says, is the Dora Poshet. Memele, if I go back to the Beshes and Beshes Kasha, I think that I know a terrorist the Beshes of Kasha. In fact, I think it's what the Beshes of answers to this Kasha. That's where I got it from. There's a difference. The Beshes is asking one Kasha. He's saying, forget about all of this. This is Dreisid, Rabbonon, Mazoinis, yes, Mazoinis, not Mazoinis. There's a shtar. He was Mechayiv himself in the shtar. He says, Mazoinaychi. Why doesn't that make her a Malvo Bishtar, who has Kadima over a later Malve Bishtar? To which he answers, you know why? Because there's no Chiyuv until the day comes around. Comes the Hagoz, the bottom of it's not true. It creates the chiyuv immediately. Wherever you have a shibud for the future. The mezonis habonis, as soon as he dies, there's a shibud on the chosim. The Takanos Usha says you seize the whole estate in order to give the bonois, and you'll seize the estate from mezonis to the isha also. She'll have a claim against it. Mm-hmm. However, that's not what the Beshesef is asking. That's whatever it is. Beis Yosef is asking mitzad diksuba. Says diksuba, of course it's a milva bishtar and it creates a shibud. But what does it create? I will argue that what Beis Yosef wants to answer is it creates a chiyuv which tracks mezoinus deraisa. When the husband is mechayiv himself in diksuba for mezoinaychi, he's mechayiv himself what the Torah was mechayiv him if mezoinus is deraisa. You'll ask me, what do I need it for? I don't. And if mezoinus is rabbonon, you ask me what I need it for? Of course I need it. I need it if mezoinus is rabbonon, it creates a shibud equal to the shibud deraisa. What's the shibud deraisa? I used the wrong word. Who says it's a shibud? It's nothing more than a chiyuv gavra. And he says, mezoinaychi b'akol kibolov, he says, that he's mekayeh on himself, that me'al v'saychi, mezoinaychi v'sipukaychi v'tzarkaychi, the whole business, every day, a separate chiyuv, the chiyuv gavra. How do I know that? Except for the Beis Yosef. I look at the ksuba. V'ano eflach v'oikir v'oizen, and everybody is Okay, they've got troubles. Why do you mean vani ef falach? Can I force them to work, or can't I force them to work? Two shitas and tesis in tzubas, and if you can't force him to go to work to support his wife, then the eflach means the avoidin the bais. He's not to go to work to earn money altogether. I understand it very simply. I again, probably maybe basis is contradicting me. I understand Vano Eflach as a perush in our limitation of Mizoinaichi. I mechayish myself Mizoinaichi in the nature of Ani Eflach v'Eikir v'Ezoin. I work every day to feed you. Every day. It's a new chiyuv. Working's every day. I don't work today for tomorrow. I work every day in order to give you your mezainis. So I know Eflach, but that's the whole point. I'm going to work every day to support you. That's what I'm mechayiv myself in the ksuba. It's the chiyuv gavra that I'm putting in the ksuba, which will become a chiyuv momen with the shibu, the rice, the rabon, whatever you want, once the day turns around and I haven't paid you. But the schaivus at the time of Nisuin is Eflach. I wasn't machayev myself more than that. I was machayev myself the Chiyuv Gavra. Later it will turn into other things and morphs, that's fine. But I think that's what he's saying. Take a look in the Lashon of course there can be a Shibud from Nisuin and this Man Peroin is much later, like the Mosin Habonas after he's dead. And even the Mosin Isha after he's dead. That all depends upon what the Takona was. Those are the Chiyuvi Derabonam. What he's saying is that when we're dealing with this, he's saying that Einotivas, I'm sorry, the other way around, he says that Tulehigiyaz Manom Ligvois, even though it's, he doesn't say Vano Eflach. He left me over something to say. He says, I'm asking because it says Mzeinaichi, but he says Tulehigiyaz Manom for the Mzeinaichi until the time comes around to give it to you. And I'm saying, how do I know that? From the Eflach. So he's saying, therefore, since he was, not because I can't be Meshabed myself in advance for the entire Chayei Nisuin, he could, but he wasn't. But was he Gloyigiyaz Manam Ligvois? And therefore, the Mezonin Shalos, etc., Ein Labal Choyv Al Habal Shum Shibud, because all he has is a Chiyuv Gavra. All he has is to collect every day. And what she borrows and became a chayiv, that he doesn't have, etc., etc. Maybe it's not in the words of the Beis Yosef, it's not the Beis Yosef. I would say that there is the Beis Yosef, otherwise that's the Beis Yosef. So either way, that's the what I'm claiming is that if Mezoinus is a deraisa, the chayiv is only a chayiv gavra. And in the Rabbonons, maybe it's only a Shibud Rabbon who says anything more than that. Why am I mechuyev to say anything more than that? I wouldn't say it's more than that. But it certainly created a Shibud on the Ovar. For the Ovar, there is certainly a Shibud. So if you like, there is a Chiyuv Gavra for today and a Shibud for yesterday. So it's both. But it's not that there's both a Shibud and a Chiyuv Gavra. The Chiyuv Gavra is for today, and the Shibud is for the Mizoinus of yesterday. That's fine until I come to the Rashba. Once I come to the Rashba, I have all kinds of problems. The Rashba is quoted by the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Issues, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Tes. The Gemara is dealing with these cases if the woman borrows money because she needs mezainis, then Tiniach Moisov, he goes and he is mefarnis her because the husband isn't mefarnis to her, and he says, I'm giving it to you for mezainis, Tiniach Moisov Keranatsvi. If she just goes and borrows money, that's not Tiniach Moisov Keranatsvi, that depends, it's like a milval peh, so she can collect no less than any other milval peh. There's an in-between case. He doesn't say, I'm giving you this because your husband didn't feed you. And she didn't come and say, I need money, without telling you why she needs money. There's a person whose mouth is stopped. I see you need money. He walks over and says, I'm lending you money. And he knows why he's lending her money. She knows, but it wasn't explicit that he's lending her money limzainis. That's where the Rashba comes. It says a Magid Mishnah quoting a Rashba. Omad machloikis shom b'mishneh b'haloche v'rash b'zal kosav ein ben hamuder in perkein ben hamuder mistavrili the dafke bepireya umeforish shemachmas mzoynes shechayev lo by law who knows in law. When it's in the Echamis, okay, where he says, I have rachmonis, your husband's not feeding you, so I'm giving you money and I'll get it back from your husband, who knows what. So that's he niach moisov al kerenatzvi. The gabi hai gavne who ainu chayev lishali. The husband have to pay. Kivin shloi omer lo shiifra bishviloi. Vehina meinu chayevet shrei lo lovso mimenu. She didn't borrow it altogether. He's just giving it to her. He's saying, I'll collect from your husband. Veloi ochlo mimenu el beteris peroin choiv balo. Avo kishipir neis stam. Choyzer v'goyve, shekol shemefanis stam, ein mefanis b'teris matone, v'chulei, v'oid. He says, how do I know this is true? Min hayeru tuch dechaveru v'not ushloi v'shus, dechayiv balasod delishalein. Says the Rashba, his mefanis stam, his mechush, the Baal is mechuyif to pay, not because this person paid this chayv. If a person is paraya chayv shal chaveris, niach meisav karen atzvi, the person who lent the woman money wasn't lending money to pay the Baal's chayv. He was a yeir l'teich stei chaveroi. It's like a field that needs to be seeded. He's got a wife, she needs food. So he went, they put the food into her. So he wants the hitzus of the food. He's a yerutuch sirdei chaveroi sheloi bershus dechayiv bal hasode l'shalim v'loi amrin on kivin diorad l'toichoi hosom loi niskavin ze'el l'matone. The yeri doesn't go for matone. He's mashbiach the sode. I was mashbiach the ishom. So comes along the Magid Mishnah and he says he doesn't understand this altogether. That sof kol sof einir. He says if he's mefar in this tam, it should be oved ma'isov. Vatam, why should be oved ma'isov? Lefi sheyesh chiluk bein siluk nezek lavoas teiles. Here I'm just taking away the nezek, the Baal Chayv who's busy trying to get money from you. And I'm here to chaveroi. I was, it's kind of a mishtar shalei. I made you richer. I gave you something that you didn't have before. And it says the and in the yerid is maybe loite elis umale karkoi. I can't. Umahanei avakan ena maybe lishum to elis labal elamisalik mimenu nezek chayvoi. All I'm doing is getting the wife off your back. Otherwise, you'd have to pay her. So this is the siluk of a chayv. V'chule, v'chule. And then he says, but the Rashba really said something. I understand what he's saying. However, says he, efshir shedinu shalaravzal, meaning the Rashba, kayem b'misha zod umefanis b'stam inish di alma. Not the guy's wife. Shechayzer umishtali mimenu. Avol beishes ishuk yitzabo loy. Came nearly. I'm indebted to the Magid Mishnah for enabling me to understand the Rashba, which he claims not to understand. The Rashba supported. He agrees that if I go and I give somebody who doesn't have any money, I give him money for food, he can't come afterwards and say, you were pareach hevishu chaveroi and you were mafriach hari, you took away the hunger that was accosting me, and you're masalik the nezek, you're masalik my hunger pangs. You got no chiv. Of course I got the chiv. You know what you did? You gave me a TLS. You were mashbiach the soda. You got a body. You filled my belly, and instead of planting food, planting seeds, you planted food, and enabled me to do whatever I could do. I'm living because of you, otherwise I'd be dead. What if somebody goes and gives somebody a pair of tefillin? He'll also be able to claim, well, so you're a techstechaveiro. It's maybe shaloi pershus, but this guy, I realize you could borrow here and there, but we'll take a hypothetical it was impossible to borrow tefillin. This guy has a chiyuv. And I went and I bought him a pair of tefillin. I'm not being perei chayvei to the sefer. You have not a chiyuv. You don't have a bal chayv who wants money from you. You have a chiyuv gavr, as I call it. You're mechuyv to go buy yourself tefillin. You need the tefillin like you need seed in the ground. So I went and I bought the tefillin for you. So you have to pay me for the tefillin. You don't have any food and I give you food. I'm not chasing away the hunger pangs. I am being mashbiach this order. I'm letting you live. I made you better than you were without the food. So you owe me for the shvach. Says the Rashba, there's no difference between him and his wife. You know why there's no difference between him and his wife? Because his wife doesn't have a shibud moment against him. If all that the wife had would be a shibud moment, it would be a prayer chavish for haveri. The wife doesn't have any shibud moment at all, at least for today. That's why I would say that even if shibud of mezonis is a rabbonon, but for today's mezonis there isn't even a shibud rabbonon. If we shibud rabbonon, then Magid Mishnah is right. All that I have today is a chiyuv gavra to give her the money. And you, when you lent her the money, you discharged my chiyuv gavra. You weren't mavriach dari, you weren't mesalach da bachayv. There is no bachayv. I don't owe her anything. It's a kakaf to the gavra. I have a chiyuv gavra to give her what I have to give her. And you'll tell me, yes, on the mezonos shel ovar, all of that, that's all the drabonos. The shibud is only on the ovar. On the lahabo, I've got nothing different from the person who's mefarnes and oni, and the Magid Mishnah himself, even though he disagrees with the Rashba, but that he's made it. Your mefarnes and oni, it's not a matone. Tomorrow, you claim, midin yeru teich steich haveri. So your mefarnes, the wife, it's also midin yeru teich steich haveri. And when you throw around the phrase, ishtek agufay, it's a melitza. It's got nothing to do with ishtek agufay. It means, because that's the chi of mezainis. I have to eat myself. Why do I have to eat? You gave me food, and now you want to come take money from me. I say, Niyaf Maisal Karanatsi, who needed your food? I would have starved to death. So what? The answer is, I'm a chiv to live. I have a chiv to be Marek Yomim. So you help me discharge that chivas gavra. My chiv to eat every day is a chivas gavra. The chiv to give my wife food every day is the same kind of chivas gavra. And you weren't mafriachari because you paid my debt to her. I don't owe her anything. What I have is a chiv, like I got to do all kinds of mitzvahs to cost money. It's another one of the mitzvahs I have to do. I have to feed myself. I have to feed her because I'm a chiv to feed her. That's the din of mezainis. So memele, at least in the Rashba, I think the Rashba learned that even if it's the Rabbonon, it's nothing more than a Chavis Gavra, at least on the Mezoinis for today, the Mezoinis for Lahaba. Before I wanted to say, if the Hachom you're going to make a Takona, who says they made a Takona for a Chavis Gavra, why should they make a Takona for a Chavis Gavra? They didn't want to make a Takona for a Chavis Gavra, they could accomplish the same thing with the Shibut. The answer, says the Rashba, and maybe it's true for other Rishonim, for the Rif I said before, maybe it is true for the Rif. But the Rashba says that no, they had a very strong reason to create a Chavis Gavra. Number one, Darkei Hamusar. I want to create a Chiv Gavra. If I didn't have a Chiv Gavra, then it'd be like owing money to a goy. Of course, I'll was mutter if I can get away with it. They didn't want to do something like that. But in addition, there was a very simple Teyeles. The one who's mefarnes the wife will get money in return. It's just like if he's mefarnes me, it's not in niach meisal keren atzvi. If he's mefarnes the person's wife stoma, he will get it because the year the teich steich haveri, and that makes sense only if it's a chi of gavra. If it would be only a shibud nechosim, wouldn't be able to collect. It would be a mavriach haveri.
What's that next Tuesday?
Well, Maris is
the week after
them.
What day is that?
We're on Tuesdays.
I'm speaking next week, which is January. It's going to be 20 days. I'm speaking on the 20th. We'll be speaking on the 27th.